Smell that?
It's the airing of a lot of dirty laundry.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened?
On Star 102.5.
We talked to Julie. Her and Sam went on a date, went paintballing, and she wants to know what happened, why she's being ghosted now all of a sudden. So we have tracked down Sam. Going to get his side of things. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
How are you doing?
We're good. All right, so we're calling on behalf of Julie. You remember Julie, of course. You went paintballing with her?
Yeah. She wanted you to call me?
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. She thought you guys hit it off really well, and she told us that after you went paintballing, that you guys did communicate and talked about going out again, and then when she asked you about further plans, she never heard from you after that, and she wants to know why. We want to know what happened, too. So what's going on, Sam? Why didn't you get back to her?
You know what? Julie seems really cool and all, but I just think she's a little much. She's a little crazy.
Oh, now why? What did she do?
Did she say something weird, or what happened?
Well, you know, so we went paintballing on the date. It was a really fun time. I thought it'd be a good way to get to know her. I got a lot of complaints from my friends who were with us that day, and she was playing really too aggressively.
Your friends were complaining she was too aggressive. Well, it's paintball. Isn't that supposed to be a little aggressive?
It is a little aggressive to begin with.
Okay. Well, how so?
Look, I get all that, but there are rules to it as well. And so, when you hit someone, then they're out, right? And so they're supposed to put their gun over their head and then they walk away. So when that would happen, someone would out, then she would shoot them as they were walking away. She would just keep shooting them when they were defenseless. So, I mean, that's really messed up. You can't do that. Like, that's totally against the rules.
She really got into it, having a little too much fun, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's putting it delicately. I mean, my buddies were all calling her Rambo. But she was
sure.
No.
Okay, well, you know, Julie is listening in, and Julie, so, you know, the complaint is you were just shooting everything in sight, and you were a little too aggressive.
Well, I guess I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to do that.
No, I mean, they told us all during the instructions in the beginning that we weren't supposed to do that. Like, that's one of the things you're not supposed to do.
I have to admit, I wasn't really paying attention. I was trying to make sure I looked okay in that vest thingy, and I don't know. I guess I wasn't totally listening, and I thought that I could just shoot a moving target, you know?
I'm with you. That's what I would do, too.
I get that, but that's why they give you those instructions at the beginning, but you don't shoot somebody who's defenseless like that.
Okay. Yeah, I hear that now. And I didn't realize, and I'm sorry. I feel bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry too. I like you. I just think that my friends are all pissed off. I think it's going to be really weird for us all to hang out again. So I'm just not sure where to go from here.
I mean, I know. I clearly made a mistake, but it's not like I meant to, I don't know, I didn't mean to hurt anyone. I wasn't trying to be rude.
Well, did anyone actually...
You know, I apologize to your friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, okay, she wants to apologize. Did anybody really even get hurt?
I mean, one of my buddies got a bunch of bruises, but otherwise, I think it's just some bruised egos as well.
Right. Oh, good shooting, Rambo.
She wants to apologize to you. She's already apologized to you. She wants to apologize to your friends. Otherwise, it sounded like you guys had a good time.
Yeah.
So, can you get past this, Sam? Can we move on here?
I think so. She's apologizing. She didn't realize. So, I mean, I'm okay with it. So I think we should maybe try and give it another shot.
There you go. Plus, I see this as a great best man's toast.
Oh my gosh. I was just thinking that, Kat.
Were you really?
Remember the first time we all met her and she shot us all up on the paintball field?
Right.
And we're glad to see that things worked out with Sam and Rambo.
Yes.
I was thinking thinking that too.
Oh, no.
All right, well, go have fun playing pickleball now.
Okay, well, look, you obviously have each other's contact information. I think we've got you back to a place where you could probably pick up and go from here. You know, maybe once you're off the radio, you can, you know, there's no pressure. You can decide for yourselves. But I don't know. You seem like you got along, and that did sound like a fun date. So good luck to both of you. Thanks for being on the show, and we hope it works out for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Julie. You wanted to know what happened. Now you know. You're an aggressive paintballer.
Yes.
Okay? You take care. Thanks for getting a hold of us. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Dumped. Ghosted.
Call the Ghost Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?